To most Americans, this video wouldn't seem out of the ordinary. It shows a young woman in a bright orange headscarf dancing and singing loudly on the subway in Tehran. Other passengers join in, and soon the whole cabin is singing, clapping, and dancing. But here's why this video went viral on Iranian Twitter. Singing and dancing in public has been banned in Iran since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. But Iranians are pushing back, and not just against this rule, but so many others.
Being born after a revolution, we are raised by just hope.
But these days, hope is harder to find, says Leila Daleshwar, who lives in Tehran. The Iranian economy is so bad, people are in no mood to celebrate. In 2018, President Trump walked away from the Iran nuclear deal, signed by the Obama administration and a group of world powers. That agreement limited Iran's nuclear activities, and Iran got some sanctions relief in return. But President Trump said he wanted his own deal, a better deal. And the way he's tried to get that better deal is to squeeze Iran's economy so hard, its leaders would be forced to come back to the negotiating table. The Trump administration refers to this policy as a maximum pressure campaign.
It went from bad to worst.
Daneshwar, the Tehran resident, runs a company that makes devices for people with disabilities. She says the U.S. maximum pressure campaign prevents her company from importing raw material.
We import ABS, which is a type of plastic we used to import from China. That company told us that they cannot sell that product to us.
At least not anymore, because of U.S. sanctions. Her company is searching for other sources, but in the meantime, prices have shot up. She says high inflation, unemployment, and economic uncertainty leaves many Iranians frustrated. And they've been expressing their anger. Last month, hundreds of people poured into the streets to protest a massive spike in gas prices. The government cracked down on the demonstrators with deadly force. Estimates of people killed range from 300 to 1,500. Nasser Hadian teaches international relations at Tehran University.
There is no doubt about it that the sanctions are hurting Iranians. And also the protest has been very important to change the calculus, but mostly of the United States and Europeans, rather than the Iranian decision makers.
Hadian says the thinking in Washington is that the maximum pressure campaign has worked. It was designed to bring down the Iranian economy, and it's just a matter of time before Iran's leaders agree to negotiate a new deal. But Tehran has been waging a campaign of its own.
We begin, though, with the escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf after that massive attack that crippled key oil facilities in Saudi Arabia.
Over the summer, Iran carried out a series of attacks on oil installations and oil tankers in the Gulf region. It also shot down an American drone.
We have seen a string of attacks in the region that have brought Iran and the U.S. to the brink of military confrontation twice in the past 6 months.
Ali Waiz is with the International Crisis Group, a think tank in Washington. He says President Trump ordered a military strike against Iran in June, but he called it off at the last minute.
This has created this sense in some circles in Tehran that basically, no matter what they do, President Trump would not resort to military action.
That couldn't be further from the truth, Waiz says. Hawkish members of the Trump administration have continuously advocated for military action and regime change in Iran. At the same time, the Iranians have been walking away from their side of the commitments to the 2015 deal, and they plan to do more. Waiz says starting next week, Iran will begin enriching uranium at 20%, close to weapons-grade level.
So we might have a major proliferation crisis on our hands in 2020 if this situation continues.
And remember, 2020 is also an election year, says Jared Blanc. He oversaw the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal during the Obama administration. He says Trump faces a tough question in the coming year.
What helps more, appearing to be a deal maker, but at the cost of sitting down with this Iranian regime that, you know, has a lot of opponents in the United States, or continuing to present a very hard line.
Blunt says he doesn't know what direction Trump is leaning, but he says the status quo is also risky.
It's easy to imagine a miscalculation on one side or the other, which leads to a confrontation.
Meanwhile, Leila Daneshwar, the business owner in Tehran, says it's important for the American leaders to know that the so-called maximum pressure campaign is not just hurting Iran's government.
I can say I have seen with my own eyes how much people are suffering.
I asked Daneshwar what's one thing that she's hoping for in the new year.
I really hope that 2020 is the year that both Iranian and American governments send nice messages to each other instead of hate and, threatening messages to each other.
For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.